This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
You're listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 246 for the week ending Saturday, November 8th, 2014. Hello, good morning. I'm Captain Jeff.
I'm your captain.
In Roswell, Georgia.
I'm your captain.
And joining me today, well, not in Oklahoma, but he'll have to tell us where he is this morning, but Steve Nelson.
Hi, everybody. I am live and direct from the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport.
Okay, we'll have to hear more about that in a second. And from Malta, Montana, Father Corey Stika.
Howdy, all. How's it going?
Great. All right. Glad you're here. And then hopefully we'll have somebody else joining us as we move on in the show. We're having some technical difficulties from Maria Johnson. So anyway, so good morning and welcome to this week's episode of Catholic Weekend. And for those of you watching us live in the chat room, thanks for hanging in there with us. We're starting just a wee bit late again. Could it be Satan? Or could it be just the usual car wrecks? But you know what? I forgot one other person we need to introduce. And let me play this. I think you'll recognize this. Do you hear that? Well, East Coast girls. Yeah, they're okay. But the best girls out there, of course. Wait a minute. Southern girls. I like Southern girls. I married one. They knock me out when I'm down there. Midwest farmers' daughters. Make you feel all right.
And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night.
But what about
I wish they all
California girls? Lisa Hendy, our California girl, is
dude.
Joining us.
Hey,
dude.
That was like the longest intro.
Well, you know what?
I was going to say, that went on and on. It was really fun, though.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately didn't edit the normal point that I edited. And I realized as we started to play it, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. It's going to take a while before we get to the California girl. Oh, well. Whatever. It works. So, hello, and thank you for joining us, Lisa. And
Hi, guys.
Oh, before we get on with why we have Lisa on, other than she's just kind of cool to have on, we need to do this. From Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Maria Johnson.
Hello.
Hello. So we're having some technical difficulties, young lady.
I hate everything.
Is that an angry bird on your head?
Yes, it is an angry bird on my head.
So how's your week been going there, Maria?
Just tell her.
Okay, well, I'm glad you were able to figure it all out and restart everything and come back.
Y'all keep going. I'll be in a better mood as soon as I see the lovely smiling Lisa and the precious, precious Steve and the adorable, adorable Father Corey. And then there's you.
I'm your captain.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking this nasty rooibos tea that Angela Ciolana recommended, and it just tastes like wood.
Why are you drinking that? I missed the recommendation.
It's nasty.
So why?
Everybody drink.
Yeah.
Everybody drink.
I prefer my Mystic Monk coffee made by monks in Wyoming.
There you go. Anything is better than grass. Well, I don't know. Moving on.
Oh man. Well, as usual, we're already experiencing. See, and it's not even working. I hit the button and never mind.
The train wreck. Yeah. There you go.
There we go. Nothing's wrong. We should probably just start over. No, we're not going to do that. We don't have
time. When your train wreck won't work.
We don't. Yeah, I know. Right? We don't have time to start over. So we're just going to keep on trudging on. And for those of you who are followers of Lisa Hendy, I'm sorry. You're probably wondering why in the heck would she spend her time with these goofballs? Get up early on a Saturday morning to.
Gosh, I've missed you guys.
Oh, you misfits. She said, I just missed these misfits. So anyway.
No, you know what? It's so awesome because usually, and our dear friend Pat Gone of the very lovely Velvet Voice, Pat Gone, we were having this conversation recently about how with the work that we're doing right now, we never have a Saturday off. So I'm so psyched. Like, this is my first Saturday to be home and forever, and I couldn't think of a better place to spend it. So.
Oh, confession.
That's just a little lie. You know, I don't think it's a mortal. Hasn't made it up to the mortal sin level. Thank you for saying
that. Don't discourage her. I like it when she says stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
It's true. I've missed you.
You have 2 out of 3 of your angels. We'll just put a halo on Jeff.
That works for me. So anyway, Lisa, I've been talking with her. I've been asking her to be on the show, begging her. And she just didn't have the grace to say yes.
Oh, that was so excellent.
Thank you. Until she came out with this, put out her book, The Grace to Say Yes. And then she has no more excuses. So please, Lisa, tell us about your new book.
Oh, Jeff, you guys have been so sweet already. I know Maria has been like relentlessly discussing the book for the last month. So I
get an email every week. I get a text message. You read the book.
And yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. No, it's really exciting, actually. It's a new book, book number. I'm calling it like 3.25 because really my first book without the word mom on the title, so that's really exciting. And the real title of yes, 8 Virtues for Generous Living. And so yeah, it's out this week. We just came out on Monday with it and it's really exciting.
Excellent.
Do you want me to tell you what it's about?
No. Well, we're gonna move on to some other news in the Catholic Church.
I want to talk about the fish.
Okay. Well, let's don't talk about the fish yet. You know, that's a teaser. If you want to hear about the fish, you're going to have to keep listening to the show. So yes, please tell us about the book.
No, so basically this is a book about, it's really about two things. It's about how we give our yes to God's life, not Lisa's will, God's will. And then the second thing is really this thought of when we do that, then cultivating a spirit of generosity in the world around us. So motivated by people like you guys and your yes to God, you know, it's really a chance to kind of look at through my story and through the stories of many other people, including the fabulous Steve, who is in the book. Mm-hmm. You're the star of one of the chapters, actually.
Wow.
How we impact the world around us by the way we give our yes to God. So, it discusses 8 virtues and it's way too personal, as Maria will tell you, like my business is all over the place now. That's kind of scary. So, Father Corey, you may want to be available later on.
Well, Lisa, let's actually put you on the spot. I'm going to enjoy putting you on the spot now. I read the book. Actually, I read the book. I got the electronic galleys for the early early reviews, right? And then I got the hard copy that I think Jeff, you got one last week too. for?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a copy of the book. I got some papers.
Like, you don't have one yet, Jeff?
I got this.
You got that?
Yeah. Oh. Look how thick this thing is right here.
Wow. You can't really see it, but Maria, you've seen it. See my goldfish? He's like in 3D, jumping out of his martini glass. So that's really exciting.
I love that it's a martini glass, but and I want to talk about Myron. I mean Fiat, but later. First, what I want to put you on the spot a little bit because I thoroughly enjoyed the book. I mean, I've read your other books naturally. But this one was personal. You really connect to what your, to what your journey is and how we can see ourselves in it, you know, that it's not something that you do because you're magnificent. It's something that you do because you're human. And that's really what I really like about the book. But I want to bring out the little piece that you did on the diva because we're always teasing you. And we don't even know.
Yeah, you guys are all in the book.
I can't even remember how that started. What was it that you just wanted coffee or something? I mean, it was just something silly. And we started teasing you about being a diva. And, I think maybe we come on a little too strong sometime, but you're certainly not at all a diva.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have nothing to do with this whole diva thing.
You have nothing to do with promoting the diva, divaness.
We're all.
I think we've all worn tiaras. I think we've all worn tiaras on the show too.
I can say that I'm totally innocent on this, as I'm the newcomer.
Yes, he is. He's the only one that's innocent.
But you know, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So that. So basically the book covers 8 virtues towards this idea of generous living. And one of the virtues that I discuss is humility, which is perpetually sending me to confession. Humility. And then in that chapter, I actually really tie it into also forgiveness, kind of based on the experience that I had last year of going to Rwanda. But the diva parts of it plays into that first part of the chapter where I talk about, you know, this internal struggle between the diva and the child of God. And, you know, honestly, even though you guys tease me about this, I think it's something that, you know, anybody that works in the work that we do, this idea of like being in the new evangelization, there's this sort of fatal thing that can happen. Or suddenly into like, I think you're all that. And, you know, that I think Pope Francis has been a really great example of how we humbly kind of journey alongside people, not because we have it all worked out. I certainly don't, but because we desire for them the same joy that we find in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So the kind of thing about that chapter on humility is really, you know, how we come out of ourselves enough to be brave enough to do this work that we do for other people without getting a super humongous head about it. So yeah, pray for me. I'm working on it.
So basically what I'm getting from that is that you really do consider yourself a diva. Just kidding.
You just messed up all that beauty that she just said.
Well, that's what I'm here. That's why I'm here.
I'm trying to find the line. I say something about... Oh, yeah, here it is. Jeff, I'm just going to read this for you.
Okay.
Some of my best friends teasingly refer to me as the diva. I do not remember when this moniker took on a life of its own, but the phrase both amuses me and, this is for you, Jeff, bugs the hell out of me. And then it goes on from there. You'll have to read the rest of the book.
I'm never, ever going to refer.
It's available at a Catholic bookstore.
I'm never going to refer to Lisa Hendy as a diva ever again.
Yes, you will.
No, because I kind of feel the hair on the back of my neck like raising up right now, which is like what you usually feel right before lightning strikes you. That's what they say anyway. So.
I was wondering if my editor was going to let me leave the word H-E double hawk in there.
H E double hockey sticks.
H E double L O. So, Lisa, you're kind of using, you're talking about virtues, virtues of belief, generativity, creativity.
Everyone's trouble sounds over that.
What
one.
Is that? Anyway, and saying no, which is something that I'm interested to hear you talk about after we come back from our first break. As you can hear the music coming up from the background. That means, yes, it is time. Thank goodness for our first break. And what we need to talk about this morning is the fact that the StarQuest Production Network, SQPN, is in the midst of its giving campaign or fundraising effort or whatever it is you want to call it. And that started last Saturday. I don't know, about a week ago. And if you want to help us out with our new evangelization efforts, head over to sqpn.com/donate. And there you'll find the various ways that you can help out with us, help SQPN out financially. And you can become a friend of SQPN with as little as $5 per month, a recurring charge for you. So, you know, think of it as, you know, one less pumpkin something latte at Starbucks that you have to forego for the month to help out SQPN. And of course, if you want to give more, you're more than welcome to. And you can also give one-time donations there as well. So all that information is available on sqpn.com/donate. Some of you may be wondering, why do we have to give money? What costs might you have? You know, we have actually some people on payroll here to help out with the financial and the books and all that kind of stuff. We're a corporation, a 501c3 corporation, and that costs money. We have production assistants helping out with the editing and such of the shows, and we have big server costs for our website, for our media hosting. All these great shows that we produce, they have to be stored on a media server, and that gets quite expensive. So that and more. So we provide this for you, the listeners, for free. But as we said, we do have some costs that we need to cover. So help us out. It's been a while since we've had a full-blown fundraiser. And this year we have to do it because we want to keep SQPN going off into the future. And we're starting some new shows. So you might want to, if you haven't been over to sqpn.com in a while, head over there and see some of the new shows that we're just now introducing. Also, StarQuest Radio. We had that small fundraiser last year to raise money for internet radio. And that's now online. And check it out by heading over to starquestradio.com, I believe. And again, we appreciate everything that you do to help out the StarQuest Production Network and our cause for the new evangelization. All right. So, we're back, and it is now time to discuss the virtues that you mentioned. First of all, what is generativity? Lisa?
So actually, that was a term that was relatively new to me. And we discussed that during the second chapter, which is all about really our relationships. So how we give ourselves more fully to our relationships. And this is the portion of the book that my husband should be very afraid of, because it shares a lot about our story. But that idea of generativity, Jeff, you know, for people that are your age.
That's really good, Lisa.
Wow.
I can only say that because you and I are the same age. So. it's this idea that we begin as we become more to progress through the stages of development that Eric Erickson discussed in his work on the sociology of man, that we begin to become concerned with how we lovingly give ourselves to the generations that come behind us. So our concern to like encourage people, to be mentors to people, to, you know, to want to see the things that we're passionate about be, you know, really enlivened in the people that come behind us. So if you think about like mentoring relationships that you have or the way that you give yourself to encourage other people, that's what part of what generativity is. So I think every one of you does that, you know, and we're all kind of, I think probably Father Corey is a little bit younger than Jeff is, but but you know, really that this idea that the legacy that we leave behind us is the loving relationships that we have, and so less a concern about promoting ourselves and more about promoting the work of other people. So that's what that is.
One thing you mentioned kind of before the break was, you know, being brave to do this. And, you know, that, yes, is something you have to have some bravery to do. Do you talk, kind of talk about the fear that a lot of people have to have that yes? You know, they might use other excuses, but, you know, they're not going to say yes because they know their life is going to have to change. And they know that it takes a lot of bravery. And it's a fear, you know.
It is. And I mean, I think if we need sort of the ultimate yes role model, we can just look at Mary's example. I mean, how outlandish that, you know, the Blessed Mother would have, you know, an angel come to her when she was a teenage, unwed young lady and, you know, have this message. And, you know, she doesn't say, well, let me check my, you know, iPhone and get back to you on if my schedule is open. She says this very, you know, wholehearted and full yes. And, you know, at the times that, and I'm not saying that, you know, we run around and say yes to everything. There is a great chapter on the grace of no. But, you know, how we err on the side of being generous in our love of the world around, it's scary. I mean, we fail. We pick ourselves up and try again. But if nobody ever went outside of themselves to love the world around them, how sad our world would be. Mm-hmm. So scary, but worth it.
Well, one of the things that I struggle with all the time, and many of you listening who know me very well, it's like I always feel that I'm not doing enough in the right areas. I like to think, well, what I'm doing here at the StarQuest Production Network, volunteering my time to do these shows and everything else, are altruistic. But, you know, in a lot of ways, it's because I really enjoy, it's fun for me to do this, mm-hmm. and it's easy for me to do this. And so I kind of sometimes, you know, put on the skin that this is all I need to do, you know, and I know in deep in my mind that this is probably not enough, that I need to be doing something more tangible.
I would suggest not comparing yourself to other people, though, when you think about that. Because when I was down in Papua New Guinea, I ran into missionaries down there, and they had been there for more than 50 years, and they thought they hadn't done enough yet. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think there's a little bit of a personal perspective that you have to kind of consider as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that I tried to write about too is this temptation that, you know, being generous or being giving needs to happen like in India or in the slums of Mexico or whatever. I mean, often like it's far more challenging to be loving and service oriented to the people sitting at our dinner table than it is, you know, to be out in the world. Like, I know so many people who are super active in their parishes and on every committee, and yet they struggle, you know, in their own home. So sometimes, and I think Mother Teresa talked about this beautifully, you know, the yes that we need to give is, you know, to the people living right with us. And then that grows from there. So
it's so easy to be distracted too. And in just our modern society, it's so easy to get, you know, squirrel. Oh, look, let's do that for a while. So
where?
It's over here. You
know? Yes, it is. It's easy to get distracted and so much going on in our modern lives. So Lisa, you have something, some kind of a promotion going on to help out with the promotion of the book, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting, Jeff. We're proclaiming November 18th, Grace of Yes Day. And I'm hoping that if we do this right, it's actually not a promotion of the book. What it's intended to be is a promotion of the idea of this generous giving of ourselves. And so we've created some little signs. We want to make up this viral movement on the 18th of November that people really share the good news about people that they know that are giving their yes to God. And so the idea is that you come on over, you download one of these little PDF signs that we have available, and that you spread the good word about your favorite church, your favorite nonprofit or charity, or great people like Maria Johnson that are giving their full and worthy yes to God. And we're using on November 18th, hashtag Grace of Yes Day, really to just kind of generate a buzz about great organizations that are doing fantastic things and people who are yes role models. So
just, it's too bad we don't have some kind of video or something that we could play that. Oh, wait a minute. I think we do. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hendy, author of the new book, The Grace of Yes, 8 Virtues for Generous Living. My friends at Ave Maria Press and I want to invite you to celebrate a very special viral campaign with us. On November 18th, we are
Lisa,
proclaiming...
what's that great music you have going on in the background there? That was not part of her video, by the way. That is... my automatic playlist. Yes, it's time for the bottom of the hour break. I was starting to go. I have all these devices going on and around me, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm hearing something. Is anybody else hearing it? I bet they are. Nobody can hear Lisa on her video. We'll have to listen to the rest of her video when we come back from our break. Yes, it is the Catholic weekend train wreck once again. So
somehow that's comforting.
It is. It's fun because, you know, hey, we don't take ourselves really seriously. I mean, we really can't.
We can't possibly.
Yeah, thanks be to God, we don't.
It's impossible. But we're trying, you know, and that's what makes us so adorable, really. Oh, bless their hearts. They're really trying to be a professional show, but there's no way they could possibly do it. Anyway.
Viewers enjoy it.
So anyway, while the U.S. Air Force airmen of note are playing in the background here, let me tell you again, don't forget, you know, we have our fundraiser going on, our giving campaign, and we do really appreciate everybody that has helped us and supported us so much over these many, many years. And by the way, you know, we are basically celebrating 10 years in Catholic New Media. And we hope to have an announcement soon about more details about a celebration to mark that fact. Next year will be our 10th year in New Media. And so, again, if you want to keep that train going, not the wreck, but the good train on the track.
The choo-choo part.
Straight as a line, you know, on the rails kind of track. This train, please help us out. We really need your help. And we don't like asking for it, but we have to. So there you go. That's enough of that. Speaking of, you know, this train on a track of new evangelization, I mentioned in the previous break that we have some new shows. We're trying to do this new recording format as we're experiencing right now. We're kind of growing into it. We're trying to produce things so that we can put them on our internet radio station, and then possibly you might be able to hear some of these shows out there in terrestrial radio. Some of the Catholic radio stations out there have expressed interest in putting on some of our shows, believe it or not. Not this one. So anyway, again, go over there and check that out. Father Corey is a guest host on a very interesting new show called The Secrets of Doctor Who.
Yes, I am. And we're actually about ready to record our last episode for the season, because the final episode of Doctor Who for the season will be showing today. So we're getting ready to record the last one. We've got 11 other episodes though to listen to. So,
wow. They have short seasons, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they're only 13 episode seasons right now.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so, you know, I'm not a big Doctor Who fan, but I always enjoy listening.
Who?
Squirrel? I always enjoy listening to people like Father Corey, Jimmy Akin, Dom Bettinelli, Father Roderick, and Stephanie Zimmer discuss all the ins and outs of the plot twists and et cetera on the Doctor Who series. So you should check it out as well, even if you're not a Doctor Who fan. Many more shows out there that are new that we're trying. One that Father Corey and I have participated in called Tech to the Future. It's a tech show for people who are just into technology, and we talk about the stuff that's in the news in tech. And so it's not This Week in Tech. Oh, far from it. It's so much so much different than that. Anyway, so check out all our great new programming over at sqpn.com. All right.
You're getting better at that.
I'm trying. Just ask my wife. I got to get the rim shot. Okay. Let's go back to Lisa's nice video that I ruined by putting the playing the music over it. So here we go.
My friends at Ave Maria Press and I want to invite you to celebrate a very special viral campaign with us.
Like
on
banjo.
November 18th, we are proclaiming Grace of Yes Day, or hashtag Grace of Yes Day. We need your help to take over social media, take over the internet, take over the blogosphere with messages of generosity and all of us saying yes to God's will for our life. We've provided a few different signs. You can tell us how you say yes to God's will for your life. How your favorite friend, charity, or nonprofit organization spreads generosity by saying yes to God. Or simply by sharing Fiat the Goldfish on our hashtag Grace of Yes Day. We really hope you'll participate. We want to spread this message far and wide. We want to encourage people to consider their own generous yes to God's will for their life. And we hope you'll be a part of Grace of Yes Day on November 18th. Send us your photos, send us your videos, post it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, YouTube, wherever, using hashtag Grace of Yes Day. See you soon.
And that that sound effect that you heard, you know, like sounded like a photo snapping. That Lisa keeps taking pictures of herself, you know, because she can't get enough. No, I'm just kidding. Those are she's putting up little posters, little pieces of paper. Is that the thing that you can download?
Yeah. So basically, we've got them for anybody that's watching on video.
Hey, I just saw that on your video.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Have these available for you to download and to share, you know, and I'm hoping that actually parishes and nonprofits will do this, you know, just word about them. So we'll be retweeting everything, and this might be a great way to get some new Twitter followers for your favorite nonprofit organization like SQPN. I'm hoping somebody holds up one of those signs that says SQPN says yes to God. That's the type of thing that we're trying to promote.
We'll be on it.
On it.
On it.
Awesome.
On it.
On so it. Now.
Actually, I'm looking forward to it.
Mostly, now, I want Maria in that hat on some of the pictures. So
you want me in this hat? See, yeah. I've been talking to you now for a little while, and I'm not even in a foul mood anymore.
I got it. Foul mood.
Okay. So
you can't pull that one over my head,
like that hat. Oh man, you're full of it, Steve.
Oh no, he's not.
Full of goodness.
Oh.
I'm holding up a facsimile of the cover because I don't really have the book. And this is the cover art shows a martini glass apparently. So how did you come up with that idea? I'm just kidding. It's not
she's
a martini.
She's frozen. In that position. She can't handle it.
She's pretending that she's frozen.
It's a fish out of water, Goofy.
Oh, and it's a Y. It looks like a fish bowl, and the Y has some water in it. I get it. Okay.
You get it?
How in the world could I have even imagined that that could have been a martini glass? I don't know.
We know it. There's really gin in there. Yeah.
That's why the fish is trying to jump out of it.
When Lisa says she wants a dry martini, she gets a cap full of the vermouth and she just passes it over the top.
Oh, let's leave Lisa alone here. You meanies. Okay, so the fish. So tell us about the little fish. Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind. We'll have somebody else talk about the fish.
Tell us about Myron.
So Myron. Maria calls him Myron. So little known fact about being a starving Catholic author is that you do not choose your own book cover. So I did not come up with the idea for the cover of Grace of Yes.
I like it.
But it's very eye-catching, and people do kind of react interestingly to it. So I hope people will check out the cover at least. So when we created this little goldfish, we decided that this would be a good opportunity to like have a contest, because I always love having contests, and we had a Name the Goldfish contest, and we asked people to nominate their favorite goldfish name and then also their favorite charitable organization. So I this week got to announce the good news, the winning name. And Fiat was nominated by 7 different people, so we're profiling 7 organizations this week on my Pathos blog, and we're calling them Friends of Fiat. And it's just been so really amazing to see kind of the variety of different ways that, you know, organizations are supporting the world around them. And one of them actually this week was our friends at New Evangelizers. So it was really fun to spread the word about them. And, you know, just I just really hope that through all of this, that the message is not that, you know, go buy the book. It's really let's just celebrate this concept of living more generously. So
and buy the book.
Fiat is just super cute.
I love Fiat. The book, you know, I don't have that book anymore. The hard copy that I got, I already gave away.
You should have another one coming to the mail in the mail to you.
So. And I got my pre-order from Amazon, I think, is arriving today. And and somebody already said, can I borrow it? And I said, I don't know. You may not borrow it. You may have it.
So Maria's already learning about generosity.
Well, you know what? If you lend books, forget it. It just makes you bitter because they never come back. I have given away all of Lisa's books. I've lent them to people, and I'm sorry because one of them was signed. When I think it was the handbook was signed by you, and I don't know who has it. I think it's probably
in the church. I heard that takes the value down when you try to resell it on Amazon.
Really?
Just rip out that page. So, Lisa, to get serious here, you know, you talked about some of those virtues, and what about saying no? That's the one that I think that some of us have trouble with.
Yeah, you know, I think that was actually one of the that's a chapter that Steve actually is starring in. So that chapter was Steve's like, what? Say what? You told me that I could use your story, and that's where it landed.
In the chapter on no.
Yeah, Steve wouldn't quit bugging Lisa.
And I got that part away because I really. Yeah, now Steve's like, what? I haven't read it yet. But you wrote it, Steve. Part of that chapter is how we discern, you know, choices in our lives. And I kind of run through what my checklist is when somebody invites me to be a part of something. The checklist that I should do, you know, which is to be prayerful and discerning about the yeses that I give. And that sometimes no is the right answer. But then there's some information in that chapter also about this idea of not knowing, and that's where Steve plays in, because this was written, actually, if we fast forward backwards, what is that? Time machine backwards, like a year, when I was writing this, and Steve was kind of in the midst of his discernment process about what he was doing, and he was really helpful with sharing that. And I think that story, you know, about discerning what God's calling us to do for Steve actually is representative of something that a lot of people face in their life.
And Steve is speechless.
Yeah, I have no idea what to say.
It was identified by first name only.
But now we know. It's a lovely chapter. All of them, the whole book, I really enjoyed it. But tell us how that no for you is what really launched the entire empire that is the Diva.
Oh, yeah. So I share in there that I was a mother of younger boys at that time, and that I was participating on an auction committee at our Catholic school. And anybody who's ever been around Catholic schools or their parking lots knows that they find the kindergarten moms to ask for the hardest jobs because they're too ill-informed to know to say no to something like that. Sure, I'll be on the fundraising committee for the auction. So I figured out like very early on that that was not my skill set or my gift from God. So I ended up doing instead retiring from that committee and after my first year of service and taking over our school website. And the training that I got from that at an important time in my own spiritual kind of journey really encouraged me to start Catholic Mom, not because I had all the answers, because I didn't, but because I was looking for them. And back then, which was, you know, late 1999, early 2000, there was a whole lot out there. Now we have the whole world of mommy bloggers, but back then, you know, it was something relatively new. And so that actually, you know, that combined with this whole SQPN and podcasting thing has just created amazing opportunities in my life. Very humbling.
So when exactly did you start the Catholic Mom thing?
So I think I registered the domain name in 1999, and it went live in early 2000.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I see you have a new show on EWTN, Catholic Moms Cafe. So,
yeah, that's not my show. That I was lucky to be a guest on that, but that's my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who is a writer for us, and it's a beautiful show. So yeah. I was very fortunate to be on an episode of that.
Just saw that the other night. I was going through the television listings, and I saw that and went, oh, Lisa's yeah. on
and actually,
another
I'm
show.
Going this week to be on Booknote show. So, and I have to say for friends living in Boston that are listening, next Saturday I'm going to be at the Pauline Bookstore I believe it's Dedham, Massachusetts. So we're having a party with the Daughters of St. Paul. So
I love the Daughters.
Excellent. Yeah.
Nothing better than a nun party.
Exactly. those daughters know how to do social media right. So I'm hoping they'll give me some lessons.
And I'm serious when I say that, by the way. Okay.
So Dedham, Massachusetts, next Saturday at 2 p.m. Be there or be square.
And go see the cover of the book and buy it. Are you going to be? I suppose you're going to be there doing a book signing, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, and it's just kind of a meet and greet. So I hope anybody that lives in the Boston area will come out for that.
How fun! I might be in Boston.
That would rock.
Yeah, me too. No. I might be there. Maybe not.
I could be in Boston.
It's possible.
Well, yeah, and then actually while I'm there, I get to go see Father Reed on the following Tuesday on Grace of Yes Day. I'll be on Catholic TV on This Is the Day. And so watch.
Bring him a nice big poster to show.
Watch for Father Reed posting with Fiat. Grace of Yesterday.
Fiat.
Nice.
Is it going to be a giant, real Fiat? I feel like I should have a fish fry now.
That what? Sounds kind of mean.
No.
Poor little Fiat.
It'll be Myron. Don't worry.
I get it. You're just being coy.
Steve.
He's just so punny.
Let him crash.
He ate his Wheaties today.
You know, when they get lobbed up like that, I just got to
can't let it pass by.
Oh.
All right. Well, I think every time I think about Lisa, and I really don't think you're a diva, by the way. We just have fun with that. But I think of that first meeting of ours back, what was that, 2000? Was that 2006 or 2007?
I remember I stopped you.
What? No, it was before the CNMC.
Took pity on me because I came down to Ontario and stalked down Jeff and Father Roderick and Greg.
Oh, money.
That was the first time we were there, I think, wasn't it? Was that the year we had the t-shirts?
It was the New Media Expo, and it was like filled up with like Catholic podcasters and pornography.
Pretty much, yeah.
Are we allowed to say that on this show?
Oh yeah, you can say anything. Yeah, it was a kind of a surreal kind of place to be as Catholics in that world of because when podcasting first came out, it was like, oh, we don't have to worry about FCC regulations, rules, and we can swear, we can talk about all kinds of kind of perverted things. And not have to worry about FCC licensing or anything else. So that was kind of what came out of the woodwork, at first. And, of course, over time, it's tamed down a bit. But anyway, yeah, I met Lisa there, and then we kind of just hung around together, and we were both gophers for the celebrities, Greg and Jennifer and Father Roderick. And it was fun.
Hey, Lisa, so did he introduce himself as, hey, I'm the pilot?
No. I hope I didn't. Did I? Lisa, tell me the truth.
No, I mean, he could not get rid of me, though, because I was definitely a Captain Jeff fan even back then.
Wait a minute. She's lying now, because there was no such... I mean, yeah, the people knew me as Captain Jeff, but I wasn't on any shows or anything, so... Anyway, we had a good time. Lots of fun things to talk about, and riding around in that big Suburban.
Yeah.
looking for somewhere to eat. And anyway, well, the music's playing again. That means it's our third break, which is good news because that means that the show is almost over. For those of you listening. Again, in addition to our giving campaign, if you want to help us out, and this is pretty painless, actually, many of us like to do online shopping. And one of the big behemoths out there of online shopping is Amazon. And we have an affiliation with them. And if you use or click through the link to Amazon on the SQPN website, when you make a purchase, it doesn't cost you any more. It costs you the same. But Amazon doesn't get as much for that purchase. In fact, some of it, a little bit of it, goes to SQPN. And believe it or not, those little purchases over time, many, many people making those purchases, it really adds up. And so it's actually been a significant amount of income for us at SQPN and helping us keep this train on the track. So please don't forget about us when you do your shopping for Christmas or whatever the occasion is, by first clicking on the Amazon link and then doing your shopping. And we do really, really appreciate it, and really helps us out. Also, finally, Bluehost. If you're looking for a hosting company, Bluehost is a great one. Steve, right here, is somebody who uses their hosting, and he's been very pleased with it. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I've been using them, 3 years now, I think. And I have no problems with them whatsoever.
Excellent. And Sarah Vabulous, who is not with us today, and Father Roderick, also for his personal blog, uses Bluehost for his hosting. And he loves it, and they really help out by giving us a nice little something-something if you sign up on Bluehost.com using the Bluehost link. All right, we are back from our break, and it is now time for this.
The picks of the week.
Yes, the picks of the week. So, who would like to go first this morning?
I can go first.
Go ahead.
Mine might be a link or a pick of the week that's been done here before, but I want to promote it again if it hasn't. My pick is Mystic Monk Coffee, which is my drink of choice. Unfortunately, it's empty now, but I really like promoting the monks. It's coffee made by Carmelite monks, actually based not that far from here, about 250 miles south of here, just across the border in Wyoming. And they do a really good job. It's really good coffee. It's competitive. I think it's a little competitive price-wise with some of the better coffees. It doesn't compete with your supermarket brand, of course, but if you're used to buying the Dunkin' Donuts or the Starbucks or something like that, it competes pretty well with that. But it's great coffee. They make good coffee. They make good tea, at least the reports. I've not tried their teas, but the reports I've heard is really good. And, of course, everything you get supports the monks. You know, that's how they're making their money to build their monastery. It's a relatively new, it's a very new, actually, monastery. And they're building their permanent monastery, raising funds to build their permanent monastery. And so it's how they're doing it. It's also a great way to raise funds. We're getting a group of kids, including myself, I guess I can call myself a kid, going to World Youth Day in 2016 over in Poland. And one of the ways we're raising money is by selling Mystic Monk coffee. It's really, really good fundraiser. It very good markup on the you can put a pretty decent markup on it if you go with their retail rates. I'm sure they still make a little bit of money off of it as well, but it's a great fundraiser. So my pick is Mystic Monk coffee because it's good stuff.
You know, I've not had a cup of Mystic Monk. I should go and buy some.
It's mystical.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, let's go with you first because he might be taken away by the TSA here anytime now. So do you have a pick for us, Steve?
Well, I would say I want to give a shout out to two of our online Catholic retailers that I like, Aquinas & More and the Catholic Company, because if you sign up for their weekly emails, they always include a little bit of catechesis, a little catechetical information that I find very helpful. So even if you don't regularly shop from them, I just find their emails interesting. So check them out.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve. And now if you're not watching the video, he's a couple men in blue shirts are yanking him out of the picture. Good luck with making your flight today, sir. No, thank you for, you know, really making the effort, Steve, for, you know, trying to find a place that has bandwidth so you could join us on the show. That shows your dedication. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that this has worked for as long as it has.
Yeah, me too. So I'm very pleased.
That's his eyes dart.
All right, Lisa. Oh, Maria.
I want to go next.
Go. Lisa, go ahead.
Oh no, I just wanted to say mine is, believe it or not, it's almost Advent, and Catholic Relief Services has awesome Advent resources on their website, lesson plans, activities for your family, and prayers. But one of my favorite things is their alternative giving campaign for Christmas, and this is the ability for you to do something like buy a fresh water supply for a village in Africa, or buy a goat for somebody, or a hand washing station, or if you really love them as much as I love Jeff, you can buy them a cow and give a cow to a village.
I'd rather buy a goat.
I understand.
You know, how awesome would it be if, like, you had all your Christmas shopping done even before Advent by going to crsfairtrade.org and buying your Christmas presents there? It's awesome.
That's a beautiful choice.
All right. So in your mind, I'm nothing but a cow or a goat. I got it.
Actually, Jeff, that is the most valuable of all the prizes, of all the presents that you can give
thank
on
you.
The website. So
thank you.
For someone to give a cow in honor of you would really show their esteem for you.
Holy cow. Thank
I have
you.
A cow all the time, every week.
All right, Maria, now it's your turn.
Pick me.
You.
Me. Okay, so remember our good friend, Billy Newton, mm-hmm. William Newton. He has this Phone Booth Friday blog post that he does every week, and he talks about superheroes and things like that. And I totally love his post from this week. It's called Why Superheroes Have Day Jobs. And he's just darling. And it's a good, really good post. So check it out. He explores why those superheroes who could probably destroy the world say yes to saving it.
Very cool. Yeah, we miss you, Billy. Hope you're doing well. I think he has some kind of a new job or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's transitioning to a new position. I don't know what it is, but he is going to something new.
Well, I know that if he's listening at all to Catholic Weekend, I know that he isn't still listening because it was... You know,
he never listened, even when he was on it. Nobody listened.
Yeah.
So, do any of you guys listen to it?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
I listened to make sure that didn't make some kind of an editing mistake. So
I listen when I'm not on it.
All right. Well, I have a pick, and it is from a Catholic author named Lisa Hendy, and it's not her upcoming book or fourth book, but it's one because we're coming up on Advent very quickly, and I'm assuming that this still works just fine. O Radiant Dawn, 5-minute prayers around the Advent wreath. Does it, Lisa?
It does. Thank you, Jeff. That's my 0.25 book.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it's very inexpensive. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. And it is Amazon Editor's Favorite Books of the Year for 2014. So, you know, it's won awards.
And I think that's just an ad that's there about that.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. It looks like it is. It should be.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be. I love that. I love that book, Lisa. You know what I like about that little booklet? And it's just a little tiny little sliver of a book, a little slip of a book, is that whatever your bandwidth is in terms of your own faith development and your ability to pray through things, it's got something there for you. So if all you want to really do is just, you know, do that little opening prayer, that's fine. If you're in that place where you can actually pull out the Bible and read the scripture for the night, you know, it has a whole robust program that you can follow, or just a little bit that, you know, that sticks in your heart and hopefully will grow. So that's what my favorite thing about that one is.
So spend a little bit of money. It's really, really affordable. Right now I'm looking at $1.25.
Woo!
And
the postage is probably more expensive.
Free shipping if you're a Prime member. It is Prime eligible. So, and then you can pick up one of those new Amazon, whatever they're calling it, the little speaker that sits in your house and listens to everything that's happening in your house all the time.
Buy a cow instead.
Yeah. You're better off buying a cow, that's for sure. The cows, they kind of make a mess, but, you know, it's worth it. All right. Well, speaking of having a cow, it is people listening, I'm sure, are having a cow. It's time for us to talk about our digital goodness. And who would like to start with? Well, let's start with Father Corey. Where can we find more about you in the digital spectrum?
Yeah, you can find me personally, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, all those fun places at Fr. Corey Sticha, last name spelled Sticha. My website where I post my homilies is frcorey.org. And as Captain Jeff mentioned, I'm on Secrets of Doctor Who. I might be on the Tech to the Future show, depending on how the scheduling goes. I'm also on the Sports Fathers occasionally with Father Daryl and companies. You can find me there as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Father. And let's see, how about Steve?
Everythingesteban.com. That's where you can find it.
All right. And how about if we wanted to follow you on Twitter or Facebook?
Steve_Nelson.
Okay.
And Facebook, I don't know. I don't remember what the link is.
He uses a lot. All right. Well, thank you, Steve. Again, thanks for the monumental effort of being on the show this morning. We do appreciate it. And safe travels, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. Maria Johnson, is it time for another cup of coffee?
Another cup of coffee at BagoJohnson.com and follow me on Twitter at Bago. Check out my pictures. I don't know why these people are suddenly liking my pictures, but it's fun.
Okay. We'll do that. Thank you. And I'm glad you got your technical troubles all sorted out this morning, because it wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, you're too sweet.
And Lisa, how would we find more about you on the, are you on the web, on the internet?
Way too much about me. just hashtag Grace of Yesterday on November 18th at Lisa Hendy on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody don't forget, hashtag Grace of Yes Day. Let's have some fun with it. And CatholicMom.com. I can't believe you didn't even mention that. That's,
well, I'm trying to minimize. I don't want to list all the domains, but yeah.
Okay.
CatholicMom.com. Everybody is welcome, even dads.
Okay. And you know,
and especially priests.
And a lot of people that we know spend time writing great stuff on your portal, CatholicMom.com. So, including Miss Maria Johnson, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a star.
All right. And I'm the airline pilot geek I mean, the airline pilot guy. And you can find me at airlinepilotguide.com. You can find me at just but Twitter, airlinepilotguide.com, Facebook, airlinepilotguide.com, pretty much everything. So if you're interested in aviation at all, and you have a lot of time to listen to the show, go ahead and subscribe to the show. So, well, the music is finally getting louder and louder and louder. That means that it is the end of today's show. So thanks for hanging with us, especially those of you in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lynn, Francisco, thanks again for all your help with the prep of the show. And finally, hope everybody has a great Catholic weekend. Take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.